This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, gay rights activists threaten to out members of Congress. But first, last night on 60 Minutes, John Kerry said this.
Well, Abraham Lincoln wisely avoided trying to invoke God on the side of the North versus the South, but prayed that he was on God's side.
That's a good line. Maybe Kerry remembered John Edwards saying it 4 months prior in a debate in New York.
And Abraham Lincoln's response was, I won't join you in that prayer, but I'll join you in a prayer that we're on God's side.
Take it as the latest sign of collaboration between the members of the likely 2004 Democratic presidential ticket. Wednesday will have the first sign of what John Edwards says on his own as he gives a speech in Iowa. Edwards' message during the primaries is what brought him prominence. Indeed, it brought him a place on the ticket. Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports on what's likely to stay in Edwards' message and what may go now that he's number two.
Did you know that John Kerry once said John Edwards might have been in diapers during the Vietnam War? Of course you did. In the last week, that clip's gotten more play than a Toby Keith record in Nashville. As far as barbs between ticket mates, it's not as substantive as George Bush deriding Ronald Reagan for voodoo economics, but it's pointed nevertheless. Then there was the time when Edwards mocked Kerry's long-windedness, and Kerry's appraisal of Edwards is lacking experience. Okay, that's what was said in the primaries and has been well chronicled by the media, but what won't be said in the next few months may also have an impact on the presidential race, namely the elements of the John Edwards stump speech, which will have to be excised or restated given his new position. The first example comes from a speech in New Hampshire where Edwards addressed the question of his relative inexperience. This part will stay.
Do you believe we need real change in America and in Washington? Do you?
Yeah.
This part will go.
Do you believe we're going to get that change from somebody who spent most of their life in politics or has been in Washington for decades?
No.
Since John Kerry's been a senator for 20 years, that will need some revamping. Another change will be a bit of rhetoric that commentators said would have sounded hokey coming out of the mouth of a lesser salesman, how Edwards framed his candidacy as a collaboration between himself and the American people. Here he's talking about health care funding.
That's one of the things that you and I together need to change, badly need to change.
Later in the same speech.
Well, you and I, we can do something about this together.
Since you and I and John Kerry doesn't have the same zing, a reformulation is likely. In truth, Kerry has already embraced most of Edwards' themes and phrasings. Edwards talked about the poor more than Kerry did during the primaries, and there's every indication that Edwards will continue talking about the haves and have-nots, using the phrase which Kerry's already invoked, the two Americas. Beyond rhetoric, there's policy. Perhaps the most obvious difference between the men is on the issue of the death penalty. Edwards is for, Kerry against. But Edwards barely mentioned this at all during the primaries. And unless the Republicans press him or Kerry on the issue, it's unlikely that the Democrats will bring it up on their own. Another real policy difference comes on the issue of the budget. During the primaries, Kerry said balancing the budget was possible. He's since backed off that a little, saying it's possible within 5 years. But in the primaries, Edwards had a different take.
I'm spending money on public schools. I'm spending money on help for the middle class. I'm spending money on poverty. Every one of those things is not making the deficit better. Is making the deficit worse. And so what I did is, on the flip side, find ways to pay for what I'm doing. And it reduces significantly the federal budget. It does not, everybody hear me, does not balance the federal budget over the next 4 or 5 years. It just doesn't. I don't think it can be done. I don't think it's the truth.
Edwards, the number two, will yield to Kerry's budgetary predictions. Finally, it's not policy nor a line in a speech, but one element of the Edwards atmospherics will have to change. In this age of image-driven politics, where every nuance is fretted over by armadas of advancemen and squadrons of spokespeople, this song will probably fall off the Edwards playlist. It was a mainstay of Edwards' rallies, Creedence Clearwater Revival's Fortunate Son. Though the lyrics do contrast Edwards' upbringing with the president's, who is actually a senator's grandson, not son, as John Fogerty sings, the parts about being born silver spoon in hand do cut a little close to the Kerry bone. It's okay. Here Edwards can take the lead from the top of the ticket. Kerry's been playing a lot of the Chuck Berry tune, Johnny B. Good.
Oh, go, go, Johnny, go.
Day to Day. I'm Mike Pesca.